Orange of the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Joining us online Monday morning, it's Anthony Bonici from anthonybonici.com. Good morning to you, mate.
Good morning.
Mate, we're talking about staying motivated this morning, whether it's your goals. I mean, we see some people in our around us, in our worlds, in our communities, that just astound, well, personally, they astound me, with their level of motivation and drive toward a task, a goal that they're reaching. What are the key factors to stay motivated?
Yeah, it's the big question, isn't it? Especially given all the rubbish we've been through over the last 2 years. It's a question I get asked a lot. And just in the last couple of weeks, I've been really working hard because things have changed in my market, the motivation market. Everyone wants me to come and speak at conferences and events at the moment. And it's a really common thing. They see me on stage, I guess, and the energy and the passion with what I do. And they'll ask me, how do you stay motivated? And it prompted me to write something last week that got a big reaction on LinkedIn, which is the three tips to staying motivated. And you know what? It's interesting you mentioned the word the drive. You said it, the drive to do things. And the drive to do things is based on a book called Drive, actually, by a guy called Dan Pink. And he's a really great author. He's done a number of books, but the book called Drive is my favorite. And in that, he explores what drives us, what actually, you know, makes us tick, so to speak. And you know what, summarizing a pretty, you know, 300-page book into a couple of minutes is a bit tricky, but ultimately it comes down to three things in his view. Now, there are lots of views on this, and your listeners will be, you know, I'm only presenting one sort of take on this because there's lots of theories on what's called motivational drivers. But Dan's is good, and it does link to a lot of the other research that I've seen, which is there's three things typically that will keep us going, or indeed, if you run a company or work in a team or, you know, even family members, these are things, specific things that will make the difference for people, i.e. get them out of bed or get them focused on something, or actually you can use them to influence other people too. And the three things are autonomy, mastery, and purpose. And I'll go through them. So autonomy, I mean, a lot of listeners here, if I put this question out, you'll be reacting. If you've ever been micromanaged by someone like a boss or a parent, right? And they're looking at every little thing and it really, really irks you and it makes you upset. Then there's a good chance that one of your drivers is autonomy, meaning you just want to be given a job and let me do it. If you want me to do a job, let me do it. Mm. So if your autonomy driver has been compromised, then you'll react very poorly. But if your autonomy driver is triggered, meaning, okay, you're driven by autonomy, here you go, here's your project, go for it. Now, if you need any help, let me know. That's a really good approach to someone who's autonomy-driven, and that will keep them motivated. Now, someone who's driven by purpose, they'll want to know why they're doing things, okay? What's the reason? Where is this going? What's the bigger picture? Where's the plan? How does this fit in? They're all the questions that a purpose-driven person will ask for. And indeed, again, think about a team of any sort, whether it's a soccer team, whatever. If you've got people who are doing that, if I'm the coach of a soccer team and there's a parent asking all of these details and I'm not necessarily purpose-driven, then I'll get irritated by that, right? But a way to think about it is, well, if that's what gets them motivated to get their kid on time and the kid doing the things that we need them to do, then let's meet that need. Let's you know, provide clarity. So if you're running a business and you've got people who are purpose-driven, show them the value of the work, show them how their work links to others, show them the bigger picture, show them the steps that they need to get there. Okay, so it's a big one, and I'm making it a bit too short. But and then the other one is mastery. And these are people who are driven to do good quality work and solid work and lots of work and be really good at it. Now, they don't necessarily, they may or may not need the recognition for it, but the key part for a mastery drive is that you give them the tools and the opportunities and the systems to support them to do their best. Okay, so you know, again, the frustration might be in someone who is taking a bit longer than normal to do a particular task, right? But if you're the boss of that person and you nag them on that and say, no, you need to do it much quicker, I don't care if it's good or not, then they're going to really react poorly to that. So with a person who's mastery driven, giving them the tools and the resources and the systems to do their best work, that will pump them up.
Okay. Purpose, autonomy, and mastery, the three drivers of motivation. Do people overlap in those?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. It's a very good question. They are not what we call mutually exclusive, meaning, you know, it's not just one or the other. We've got elements of all three for sure. What I have found people are usually one or two, stronger in one or two. So it doesn't mean that if someone's master, let's say they're mastery driven, that you, it's okay to micromanage them, for example. Yeah. It's not. Or it may not be. It might be, but it's probably not, right? Yeah. But it may not bother them as much, right? But if you don't give them the tools for success, then you're in all sorts of trouble. So one or more of them can be quite predominant in people. Yeah, for sure.
Three tips to staying motivated. Anthony Bonici is joining us from anthonybonici.com. Thank you as always, mate. Have a wonderful day.
Absolute pleasure.